This is the PM 40 Daily Show, brought to you by Paparitalo Publications and Pulp and Paper Radio International. And now, stand by for today's PM 40 update.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Steve Rausch, Vice President and Publisher and Editor at Paparitalo Publications, and this is the PM 40 update for the 11th of November, 2022. The PM 40 closed up again for the second consecutive trading day at 51.64, up 33 points from the previous close. We'll be back to take a look at the day's top winners and losers right after these messages.
Looking for an industrial general contractor who specializes in equipment installation and maintenance? With over 133 years' experience in the pulp and paper industry, C.R. Meyer has the knowledge, skill, and experience for any project. From simple small projects to complex large challenges, call C.R. Meyer. We have skilled craftspeople, project managers, architects, and engineers available to capture and construct your vision. Complete your next project to the highest standards safely. Contact C.R. Meyer at 800-236-6650 or crmeyer.com.
Hear this? That is the sound of well-running equipment in an industrial setting. If your equipment is going pow, bang, thump, 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 you've got problems. You need Failure Prevention Associates. Failure Prevention Associates are equipment condition monitoring specialists. Whether your equipment is old as the hills or the latest Industry 4.0 installation, Failure Prevention Associates can get you humming fast. Don't guess. Make decisions from a position of knowledge. www.failureprevention.com. Phone number 832-930-0756. Silence is golden.
And we're back. The top gainer for the day was Klabin, which closed at $8.84, up 5.4%. Smurfit Kappa Group also gained, closing at 4.6% at $38.62. Other winners were International Paper Suzano and Packaging Corporation of America. The biggest decliner for the day was IT Tech Packaging, which closed at 68 cents, down 5.6%. Louisiana Pacific also lost, closing down 5.4% at $19.78. Other decliners for the day were Innis Incorporated, RELX Group, and Graphic Packaging.
You've been listening to the PM40 Daily Show. This PM40 update has been provided only as a courtesy to our listeners. Nothing said here is to be construed as financial advice. Always consult with financial professionals before taking action on market data from any source. Copyright 2022, Paparitalo Publications, all rights reserved.